Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation and Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests Brian Powers and Nick Gunty of Francis Luke Accord, a special string treat from harpist Cynthia Boehner, the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your announcer, Hannah Livengood. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, lads and laddies, couvies and couvettes, shaped notes and not-so-shaped notes, your Radio Hour host, the sculptor of this year's runner-up for novelty prize in the Ice Art Review for his marvelous work, Cube, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round to the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round. Well, thank you so much, and welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Yes, and I'm here with Hannah Livengood today. Hannah, have you any news from Goshen?
Goshen is still a 50-minute drive from here, so...
Yes, on Plymouth-Goshen Trail.
Yep, the beautiful Amish country.
Yes.
Passing a few buggies on the way here.
And a schoolhouse or two.
Yep.
Right. Have you had an interesting week over there in Goshen?
Let's see, interesting week. I slept a lot.
Oh, that's good.
Not too interesting.
That's good. When it's cold, that's great. In fact, I have this impulse when it gets cold like this to find a cave and just crawl inside and come out in springtime.
I think caves are pretty cold, so I don't know if I'd recommend that. I do have an electric blanket that I got for Christmas this year. That's really amazing.
Those can be very special. And speaking of electric, I will make my segue into the electric group we have here on stage with us, Brian Powers, Nick Gunty, and Katie Van...
Diesel.
Thank you. Or Deucen, as the case may be. Let's give them a nice hand.
Thank you, George.
Okay. And you are originally from South Bend, is that right?
That's right.
I was born in Memorial Hospital.
In Memorial Hospital. And how many pounds?
I think it was an 8-pound baby.
8-pound baby.
Wow. Yeah, I don't look it anymore, but.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And how about you? Did you have a fruitful childhood?
Yeah, I did. My childhood was actually outside of Washington, D.C. in Maryland. I moved to South Bend when I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, where in Maryland?
Hyattsville.
Oh, yeah. Where is that from? Tacoma Park?
You know, it's been a minute, so I can, okay. I want to say it's like half hour away, 20 minutes away.
Okay, oh, cool.
Could be totally wrong, though. Could be 5 minutes away. Yeah. I wasn't driving as a kid, so yeah.
Really?
George is like, Tacoma Park is in New York, actually. 3 hours away.
Anyway, well, it's great to have you here. And
thank you.
In a recent interview I saw on tape with you, I saw you and you talked about the fact
that your music would be different if you had grown up somewhere else or you'd been shaped and fashioned by, I think the reference was to the South Bend region.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit more at depth about that.
Do you?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't always give my questions to the groups beforehand, and so we save this one out as a kind of juicy morsel. But I'm interested in how you, your own musical backgrounds have influenced your writing. That's another way to put it. But I'm also interested in regional culture and the development of it, and so that's why I asked the question.
Definitely. Yeah, I think you kind of have to start with our parents. Our parents are both Midwesterners. My dad grew up in Cleveland. I guess my mom's from California, so she's a coaster. But yeah, I think first and foremost, you know, our writing starts with kind of like how we're both raised, you know. And I think, you know, Nick, yes, born and raised in South Bend. I definitely have the Midwest blood in me from my dad, and then, you know, moving out here. I moved to South Bend right around the time I started playing music. So my musical journey started in the Midwest.
And what kind of things were you listening to when you were younger? That's really the question.
Yeah. I remember getting into, I definitely went through a big Dylan phase when I was probably 16 or so, amongst a number of other, you know, folks from around that time. I also, you know, went through the Led Zeppelin phase in the 70s and, Paul Simon definitely has been somebody who's kind of keeps coming back over the years, you know. Just listen to him probably early college, but he's somebody who kind of like keeps coming back around as someone who, you know, is a big influence.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nick, I'm going to ask you that same question after you sing a song.
Sure.
Dark someday, and all the stars fall out from space. So, soulless me, my enlightened one, with no stars and with no sun.
Nice.
Yeah, it sure
sounds
does.
Like a basement.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if that's what you meant, but that's...
Yeah, like a basement.
Yeah.
But a really nicely sounding basement.
Yeah, not just a really well done, built out basement with nice monitors and beautiful...
So your musical influence, you were, and also you were an art major in college,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you put those two things together?
Oh, that's a good question, actually, and a tough one. But do you have an answer? Were you about to answer?
This is a dangerous question, George. This could be a long answer.
Okay. Yeah.
You and I could probably talk about this for
Nate has an editing board, so
yeah, excellent. You know, I'll try to get this question answered by 12.
Okay.
Actually, I'm really glad that you asked that question because I don't get asked that question a lot. And figuring out how to marry your different creative projects into something that's cohesive or even just fluid, especially as like a young professional, is really tough these days. And I've definitely felt the tension there. But one of the nice things about being in a band, kind of like a DIY band like this, is that actually I get to wear a lot of hats. So I, you know, do a lot of the design. I do a lot of the mixing, the production for the band as well. So there's like a lot of different stuff that goes into generating, you know, the whole suite of material that you need as a band to generate the media.
Right. And
yeah. So. It's tough, but it's actually an opportunity too. So
yeah,
it's good.
It's great that you see it that way.
Yeah.
Now you were also in college, a little different field, right?
Sociology.
Yeah, sociology. And so, what kind of text do they read these days? I think I read somebody called Irvin Goffman. Do they?
Irvin Goffman.
He must be passé, I think.
Or I wasn't paying attention in class. One or the other. Yeah, don't remember that name though.
So sociology, that's it. How do you bring sociology together with
into the band?
Yeah.
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah, Brian, how do you bring sociology into
the band? You know, I also have never been asked that question. To be totally honest, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm still figuring that out.
Yeah.
Brian runs our social media accounts.
That's it. Well, I want to talk about your music a little bit more, but I'd love to hear another song. So would you introduce this song for us?
Yeah. The song is called Call You Mine, and it's actually off of our new EP.
stick I would throw on the fire. If it makes me the man you admire, and when the time comes at once, gotta go. Maybe now won't feel so on our own until I come back around like a ring.
To talk a little bit about the fact that when I hear your songs, a lot of times I feel that the rhythmic structure is very tribal or primal. In fact, on one of your recordings I was listening, and I couldn't tell whether it was a mandolin. I almost couldn't distinguish. Of course, I have bad ears anyway, but because my hearing loss, but I almost couldn't distinguish whether it was a mandolin picking or a thumb piano. And I was thinking about how, you know, the tribal patterns that are in the polyrhythms that are kind of written there were influenced possibly by your African work.
Certainly. Yes.
And I thought maybe you could talk about that.
We'd love
bit.
To.
And perfect timing too. The next song we're going to play is going to be off of Condite.
Okay.
Yeah. It also probably has absolutely influenced by Condite, but also so Nick is also a drummer. I started playing drums first. There's definitely, particularly in Nick's writing, there's this rhythmic background that's pretty much always there. You want to talk more about that?
I think that's true. Yeah, I definitely. You know, when I write, you know, it always starts kind of with a beat, with a pulse, or something. You know, even if you're just writing on guitar, or even if you're just writing on your voice, there's still a pulse. Even if it's a very long pulse, there's always a pulse. So finding that pulse is, you know, kind of the first trick of writing the song. So, yeah. But specifically to your point about... non-Western, like rhythmic influences. We've been as a band interested in global music for like the whole lifetime of our band. But we also had an amazing opportunity at the end of college to take a trip to Uganda and record a record with a 28-piece children's choir, and that experience, and not just working with the choir on our songs, but on their songs as well, and becoming a little bit more familiar with Bugandan musical history. And that influenced the trajectory of our band for sure.
But you were already synced into sort of the metaphysics of the music, you think?
We're both big world music fans for sure. And so I think it enhanced our interest in world music by going over and doing the Condite project for sure. But yeah, I think we've always just been interested in not just American music.
Yeah, expanding.
Or Western music. But.
Yeah, expanding the sort of sphere of influence. You know, you just make art around whatever you see or hear. You know, like any artist is really just absorbing what they see or experience, and then putting it somehow back out into the world. And yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's no way that we could have done that trip and come back and not been changed by it.
Right. Well, it's clearly you fell in love with the experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And that shows in your work. And we'd love to hear that song, but we're going to have to take a break. So we'll come back and hear it.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks, George.
Thank you, George, for having us.
Thank you, Moon.
It's a super experience to have you here. And in our next section of Wild Rose Moon, we're going to hear Cynthia Boner on harp all the way from Argus. And we're going to have the Wild Rose Moon game show, Shoot the Moon. So stay tuned.
With support from the Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.